This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 7. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Has not man a hard service on earth, and are not his days like the days of a hired hand? Like a slave who longs for the shadow, and like a hired hand who looks for his wages, so I am allotted months of emptiness, and nights of misery are apportioned to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? But the night is long, and I am full of tossing till the dawn. My flesh is clothed with worms and dirt. My skin hardens, then breaks out afresh. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and come to their end without hope. Remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never again see good. The eye of him who sees me will behold me no more. While your eyes are on me, I shall be gone. As the cloud fades and vanishes, so he who goes down to Sheol does not come up. He returns no more to his house, nor does his place know him any more. Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea, or a sea monster, that you set a guard over me? When I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would choose strangling and death rather than my bones. I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are a breath. What is man that you make so much of him, and that you set your heart on him, visit him every morning, and test him every moment? How long will you not look away from me, nor leave me alone till I swallow my spit? If I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of mankind? Why have you made me your mark? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be. In the second part of his response to Eliphaz, Job addresses God directly, but in such a way that the prayer can be overheard by his companions. Job 7 begins with a familiar and sobering observation. Life is hard, then you die. Job's complaint includes moving descriptions of sleepless nights and festering sore. Worse yet are the feelings of insignificance as he considers that soon he will never again return home, where his existence has seemed to matter. Face to face with death, he is struck by life's brevity. Verses 1 through 10. Therefore, Job argues, I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Verse 11. Like we often find in the Psalms, Job continues speaking the language of lament. The complaint may be bitter, but at least he is still talking to God. Job asks why God is picking on him, as if he were some kind of an evil monster. Verse 12. When he goes to bed hoping he can at least get a moment's rest, God sends him nightmares. Verses 13 and 14. The pressure has become so unbearable that Job would prefer to be strangled to death. Verse 15. He hates his life and bluntly says twice that he wished God would just leave him alone. Verse 16 and 19. Usually in the Bible, God's watchful eye is a source of hope for those who trust in him. See Psalm 8, for example. But Job struggles to find comfort from the kind of attention God is obviously paying him. Verses 17 and 18. With deep sarcasm, he wonders why God doesn't have something better to do than treat him as a punching bag. If I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of mankind? Why have you made me your mark? Why have I become a burden to you? Verse 20. Job would surely not claim to be sinless, but he was sincerely unaware of any sin in his life that would have rightly attracted the suffering he now endures. And even if he had offended God, why wouldn't he be granted forgiveness instead of punishment? After all, Job was a penitent man who faithfully offered sacrifices for sins, both known and unknown. Verse 21. Remember, Eliphaz had suggested that Job was suffering from some wrongdoing he had never confessed. This had left Job feeling betrayed and condemned by friends who were not acting like friends. What legitimate reason did they have to question his lifelong integrity? But whether talking to Eliphaz in chapter 6 or to God in chapter 7, Job's stance has been consistent. Far from confessing sin, he maintains innocence. And so, the drama builds. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.